This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, by the way. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we have a lot of things going on. A21R.com is your reference point for Agenda 21 Radio news and information on the website. So the other one, of course, is newcaliforniastate.com. NCS51.com. Those are the two ways in which you can get information about New California. And we suggest you cover both of them. They're great sources of information, and we're going to be pulling a lot of things together. Okay, so this is what we have going on right now. We've got this whole thing that I guess you would say Chris Wallace and Donald J. Trump, you know, squared off yesterday. And it wasn't yesterday. They actually did it, I think, on Friday. And I think basically what happened was is that Chris Wallace got it handed to him, right? we're going to be playing clips from that, I think. There's just so much to it. It's kind of rich in a lot of different ways. So what I think I'm going to do is start it off here in this segment. And by the way, our call-in number is 215-867-8255. We're going to open them up a little bit. We're going to cover, I think it's because it's so long and it's so rich, and there's really some things that we have to get across here, especially because it relates to California, because he does mention California and what's going to be happening here out on this side, which is, you know, again, leads into my story for the second hour today. So, you know, what's going on with California and bailouts, you know, habitual bailouts by California. No other state in the nation has ever done what California has always done, right? And the United States, the 49 other states have been quite nice to California in the bailouts that they've had. That's another little ditty that's out there, right? Yeah, another little ditty that's out there. So let's start off with this one. This is Donald Trump this is the preview to it. We're going to have the whole thing up on the website, and you can get the drift of this, but there's some really good stuff. In an interview aired yesterday, Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace asked President Trump about the coronavirus, upcoming elections, civil unrest in the United States. Read more. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to ignore that part and get down to the...
They don't test. They don't test like we
test. Is it possible that they don't have the virus? Coronavirus.
No, it's possible that they don't test. That's what's possible. We find cases. And many of those cases heal automatically. We're finding... In a way, we're creating trouble.
A lot of people say this is because we don't have a national plan. You talk about states. We don't have a national plan. Do you take responsibility for that?
Look, I take responsibility always for everything because it's ultimately my job, too. I have to get everybody in line. Some governors have done well. Some governors have done poorly. But we have more tests by far than any country in the world.
But, sir, testing is up 37%.
Well, that's 30, good.
I understand. Cases are up 194%. It isn't just the testing has gone up. It's that the virus has spread. The
Okay. It's spread because people have been imported across the border from Mexico as COVID positive cases. And then spread. I mean, out here in California, they've been doing it by helicopter. El Centro to scatter the diaspora around California. So, geez, they think that might be going on? And what about the other? See, this is the news that's not reported, huh? This is the big lie by Chris Wallace and Fox News. This is the big lie. They're just glossing. Oh, this is, you're responsible for everything. You're responsible for the left that's deliberately, by way of their church friends, right, importing tens of thousands of people across the border so that they can spike it. And now they have this big spread going over a common cold virus. And what's happening to the death rate? Plummeting. The all-important death rate. This is what the lie is, and Chris Wallace is a big liar.
Positivity rate has increased.
Many of those cases are young people that would heal in a day. They have the sniffles, and we put it down as a test. The coronavirus, I think that at some point that's going to sort of just disappear, I hope. I'll be right eventually. Say this, schools have to open. Young people have to go to school. And there's problems when you don't go to school, too. And there's going to be a funding problem because we're not going to fund when they don't open their schools. We're not going to fund them.
Oh! Gavin, did you hear that? Let's do that one again.
Because we're not going to fund when they don't open their schools. We're not going to fund them.
Let's hear that again. Pay attention now, Gavin. Now listen, all of you down there in Sacramento that are listening, I want you to hear this. Okay, I want you to hear this. This is called In Your Faces. You know, all that exorbitant spending and all of you helping out all your little cronies down there, the Department of Education, all that. O-V-E-R. Hear this again in your faces.
To school, too. And there's going to be a funding problem because we're not going to fund when they don't open their schools. We're not going to fund them.
Oh, one more time, just for effect. In your faces.
And there's problems when you don't go to school, too. And there's going to be a funding problem because we're not going to fund when they don't open their schools. We're not going to fund them.
What the?
Well, do we need to say any more? Oh, sure. Let's go ahead and play a little bit more of this for effect. But listen, this is the doink moment for the California budget. They're going to be they have to legally open the schools. That's the bigger point. You know, the president knows that. They have to open up schools. They want to get federal funds. They have to open up schools. You have to be open to get the money. It's just that simple. So what this means is the California budget, which is blown up and so sensitive. I mean, it's day to day down there. This puts them out of business. That's why I say, doink, you're over the cliff. All you need is a doink, a little push. Doink, doink. Not even two, just one. Doink, there you go. There goes the budget. It's shot. No more saving, $18 billion there. You got to apply that money. And you don't got the money to apply it. That's the problem. doink, is the problem.
The federal government gives is 8%.
10%, and you know what? That's a lot of money.
And you're going to take them. You know where the money goes? It goes overwhelmingly to disadvantaged kids and children with disabilities.
Let the schools.
Why wouldn't you send more money so the schools would be safer?
Let the schools open.
And will you consider a national mandate that people need to wear masks?
No, I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that. No.
Doink. Yeah, national mandate. Everybody's talking about it. Not everybody. A few people, thought leaders. You know, they have mental constipation, clearly talking about mask mandates. It's just a control thing, guys. That's all it is. You know, back in the day when you were a Jew, you had to wear a yellow Star of David, right? Now you wear masks. Because those that don't wear masks, they're the yellow stars, aren't they? Listen, nothing has changed since the 1930s. Nazis are Nazis. Gavin Newsom is a Nazi. All these people are Nazis. And they relish the moments of power. Unelected officials who have policing enforcement and declared upon themselves anointed with that oil to steal your rights and take your lives. That's what they're going to do. That's the idea here. But let's wait and see what happens with the doink movement in California. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
To you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
15 promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, call in line is 215-867-8255, and we're going to open up those lines like ASAP right now. I meant to do that, and I did not do that, and shockingly, I'm sorry. Absolutely, I'm sorry. How does that song go? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I'm sorry. I can't put it to you any other way that I'm sorry that I'm sorry. So we're gonna be setting those up for you right now. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Just sort of an automatic sorry. You get yourselves into those automatic sorry moments, don't you? And why? And I guess the question is why? Why would you do such a thing to get yourself? Well, that's the whole thing. Don't get yourself into a sorry moment. Kamala Harris, man. You know we're. We're doing some things going on here on the lighter side of, I guess you'd say, on the lighter side of things. And I was looking at the Kamala Harris thing. Man, if you get a chance, go to our Twitter account. Go to the website. We put it up on the website as a story, I guess you. I'm sorry. wow, apologies are needed from her plastic surgeon. You go from, you know, attractive to not attractive for a lot of different reasons. It's just, to me, it's kind of like overwhelming. Why would you do such a thing, right? Why would you do such a thing? Okay, we're live right now. We're up and running, 215-867-8255. And already we're shocked by different things happening. On the screen, the never-ending screen. I live on screens, I'm telling you. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here. I want to get into the whole notion of what is happening with New California. And this is kind of interesting a story because it's all about the money. It's all about the money. So, and I'm going to try and get the narrative going. Because it's going to come down to California needs a bailout, right, to sustain itself, get the kids into school, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the way it is right now with Newsom's plan, he's desperate for cash. He's out of money. So he's going to do is shut down the schools. That's what he's going to do. He's going to shut down the schools. And when he shuts down the schools, what's going to happen, of course, is all chaos. Kids are not going to learn. And the kids are not going to learn. And so that's very problematic. Very, very problematic, as you know. Kids should be in school. And he has Newsom has a legal mandate. He absolutely has a legal mandate get kids in school. That's his job. That's one of the most important. That is one of the most important things that you can do as a governor. That's your responsibility, and he's clearly out of line here. Absolutely clearly out of line. So anyway, we're going to cover some things right now. I want to bring this up now. This has just hit for the Fox News. We put this up on Friday as a story. Powerful Illinois Democrat named in major corruption probe. Shocking. Yeah, that's a do they listen to my show and they put their articles up because I talked about this in the first hour? I don't know. It's very suspicious. It's very suspicious. This is the Madigan thing, and we've talked about Madigan before. This is all about New Illinois. Shocking. This new business. It's just starting to grow. It's starting to prosper. The weeds are here. We're in the weeds of the new movement. And it's going to happen for New Illinois. They're going to be, I think they're going to be the 52nd state. That's just me. Then followed by New Nevada. New Nevada. Yes. Yeah, new Nevada. Okay, a little bit of research. We're going to do some right now. California has been bankrupt as a state. And it was learned in the California bankruptcy for a state that you can't have a bankrupt state. You can't, a state cannot just walk away from its debts. Now, a city or a municipality, that's good. You can do that. And this came up a couple months ago when all this COVID business was looking around because Mitch McConnell was right. They were looking at some sort of way in which states can actually become bankrupt because bankruptcy law right now does not cover states. That's just a fast fact, okay? And I'm going to put in here California bankruptcy 1930s. But California went bankrupt back then. That was when they went bankrupt. Facts about California 1930s. Facts about California 1930s. Great Depression, California 30s. This is an interesting thing. The reality check. There's some of these books, and I can't remember. God, there's some great books about California and about the history. There's just an enormously rich history in California and New California, of course. We're going to inherit that history. And we're going to tell the history, by the way, which will just make this nation shine. I mean, the suppression of the history of California is a travesty in and of itself. And the education system in California should be absolutely ashamed of itself over the years. And certain religions that have been really applying, their persuasiveness. But this is from CSUN Education. This is from, as it would be told. Now, some of your universities, I shouldn't be giving this away because they'll try and wipe out the history. And I won't tell you which university. Some of your universities have superb history, and it's just being suppressed, just sitting there in volumes of books and things like that, not being told. But the day then we become New California, I'll tell you, this history is going to explode on the nation. It absolutely will. It absolutely will. And this is the Great Depression, a sort of primer. This will definitely make its way to the New California website. And all this stuff, because there's just an incredible history here with the Dust Bowl and everything else. But this is this was 1930s California, the Depression. You know, Roosevelt. It says California was hit hard by the economic collapse of the 1930s, and businesses failed, workers lost their jobs, and families fell into poverty. While the political response to the Depression was often confused and ineffective, social messiahs offered alluring panaceas promising relief and recovery. Don't you like the way that was written? I don't even know who the author is on this. California State University, somewhere. Northridge, it looks like. It says, Californians who lived through the 1920s and 30s must have felt as though they were on a roller coaster in a dizzying cycle of boom and bust. A decade of spectacular prosperity was followed by the worst economic collapse in the state's history. Ramshackle encampments such as Pipe City in Oakland filled with forlorn, unemployed workers and their families. The crash of the Macon, a helium-filled dirigible, mirrored the collapsing fortunes of Californians everywhere. And the hard times of the 30s contributed to a disturbing resurgence of nativism. Authorities shipped thousands of Mexican deportees across the border. Isn't that interesting? Meanwhile, thousands of new Dust Bowl refugees from the heartland of America streamed into California seeking a better life. Their coming inspired John Steinbeck's to write The Grapes of Wrath, 1939, and Dorothea Lange to compile an epic photographic record the newcomers created in California, an Okie subculture, a way of life still flourishing today. Absolutely. Just ask Kern County, right? Or Tulare County. Central Valley. It's just fabulous. Rich, rich history. Anyway, stay with us. You Okies out there. You California Okies. Okie subculture. We'll be back. Yeah!
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, the first caller of the day, Julie, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How's everything? You're in Pennsylvania, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's total sultry summer day.
Ah, so was I right about what was going on in Washington yesterday with Chris Wallace and or the other day with Chris Wallace? I don't think they did that yesterday. It was, I think, Friday they did the interview. But it must have been hotter than heck and humid.
Oh, horrible. I'm wondering if they wear some sort of cooling unit underneath their suit. I don't know how they can survive otherwise.
Well, you heard, but if you listen to the whole interview, and this is what the audience, well, you haven't covered that yet, but the whole interview, it's like Chris Wallace says, you know, we could have done this inside where it's a lot cooler. And of course, Trump's just got to crack it up because, no, you're on my turf, brother. We're going to do this outside. There's no social distancing. There's no masks. You know, of course, everybody would say, oh, you know, he's inside the building. He's got to have a mask. So he just took all that away from Chris Wallace. And then he starts crying like a baby that it's outside and it's over 100 degrees and humid. I'm sitting there thinking, God, you fool.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was wonderful to see that. So he's crying. He's sort of begging for mercy. You have some thoughts on the interview?
Well, yeah, the only thing that I wanted to add to everything I've been thinking about over the last couple of weeks is about Hollywood and how they've cut off their nose despite their face.
Oh, yeah.
They all must be in money trouble by now because they live on huge, huge monthly expenses. How can they work and not do movies?
Well, you know, there's something called pedophilia, that it's a disease that's afflicting Hollywood right now. And this disease is being wiped out by President Donald J. Trump. That's why we don't hear much about this, the Hollywood. You know, you notice we haven't been hearing much from Hollywood. We've been hearing from Kanye West.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, and when the Academy Awards come up, how is that going to work with everybody wearing masks with their beautiful dresses and their crazy outfits?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll suspend. I just can imagine looking out in a big audience, because that's the big gala night for all the pedophiles to be there. And guess what?
Exactly.
The pedophiles will be, there'll be areas in the audience where there'll be empty seats, you know, that were reserved for those pedophiles that are now arrested. And, you know, Mel Gibson came out a couple of days ago on his Twitter account, and he said, you know, the whole culture in Hollywood's is, you know, steeped in child pedophilia. And that's one of the reasons I've been telling people, because I keep saying, you just kind of just don't notice it, but Hollywood has kind of gone away from the political landscape. There's not a lot of wailing against Donald Trump out of Hollywood. And that's because a lot of people are being caught up in the pedophile ring. And again, now you've got this whole situation with Maxwell. You know, she's being questioned.
I don't understand the pedophilia. It's something that's so far distant from my belief system that I find it very difficult to even conceive that there's a whole group of people that do this.
It is staggering, but it's true. And I know when I first became aware of it, I tell this story all the time, but I was an up-and-coming school administrator, and we happened to have, at the school that I was located where I was becoming an administrator, we had a real sex trafficking problem, because it was between, the school was located on Interstate 15 between L.A. and Las Vegas, and we'd do our morning go around in the cart, checking out the campus, making sure it's safe and secure. And we'd always find these individuals, usually teenagers, 13, 14-year-olds, that were, you know, hiding for shelter in around the dumpsters and other places where they could get shelter. And, of course, these were the ones that were escaping, the people that were doing the child sex trafficking. And so we went through a whole course on child sex trafficking and, of course, pedophilia. It was all sponsored by the L.A. Police Department's Crimes Against Children's Task Force. So this was in the 80s, and it was a relatively new task force, but that's where we got all the lowdown on that training. It's the most disturbing stuff I've ever had in my life, but I've used it many, many times as a school administrator and with working side-to-side with law enforcement on breaking up child sex trafficking rings. And by the way, there's a lot of great warriors out there that are working really hard right now to banish all this stuff, but yeah, it's a real deal. It's a sick culture. That's what the Epstein thing is all about. You also have out on the West Coast, you have Ed Buck is his name, a money launderer, money bundler for the Clintons, for Jerry Brown, for Gavin Newsom, for Dianne Feinstein. See, and he's a major league pedophile. They're all associated. They're all associated with one another. That's why they're all so nervous that this Miss Maxwell, who used to, basically, she was the pimp for Epstein. She's got all the books on people, all the addresses, and the videotapes of people like Bill Clinton. I bet you didn't know that that was going on.
The drug culture, or is it just the money that they get from the transactions that take place?
Well, basically,
it's very slavery. Naive. I just don't understand.
Julie, it's slavery. They're buying and selling kids. They're buying and selling human beings, and they're bringing them across the border. That's what this whole border thing that Donald Trump wants to shut down. Mm-hmm. It's just open buying of people, bringing them across to our border, and then they become in our federal system, and then they get bought and sold basically by brokers from various groups, buying and selling human beings for various things. It's slavery. It's open slavery going on right in front of our faces. And there's a lot of people now trying to stop it. And, of course, Donald Trump knew this pedophile thing was going on for a long time. He's known about this for a long time and Hollywood's deep involvement. And, of course, Jeffrey Epstein and all this. You know, remember, Jeffrey Epstein's from New York. And the socialization of Jeffrey Epstein and his trying to make contacts to basically get the goods on leaders, world leaders, so that he could not just bribe them, but extort money out of them because, you know, he would put them in compromising positions. It was sort of an elitist thing to do. And, of course, pedophilia is a sickness, in my opinion, but
hold power over people. They get
exactly.
them in these Mariana's web.
Well, you know, one of the other things that's really blown up these pedophiles in these pedophile rings is what's been going on with WikiLeaks. And many of these people, if you do a deep dive into WikiLeaks, and we have people that research that for this show, it's all out there. It's all out there on WikiLeaks. And, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, he's got some major league problems now with Maxwell. He knows it, and so does Hillary. They all know it, that there's big problems coming for them. And she's going to come out with the whole thing about various Democrats and Republicans in the Senate and the House of Representatives.
I just wanted to say that we're witnessing now in this last 6 months a kind of evil that we never really knew existed or pretended, or we just wanted to overlook. But it's so exposed now.
Yeah.
And it just goes to the core of humanity that
it
we're
does.
Witnessing right now.
It absolutely does. Listen, Julie, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Great call.
Yep,
thank you.
Yep. Please have a nice day.
You too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Yep.
So Julie from Pennsylvania, give us a weather report. Chris Wallace, good to hear it. I mean, the guy was whining. He was absolutely whining. We'll have to play that part. Pleading for Donald Trump's mercy. Anyway, I think we got a break coming up. I'm trying to judge the thing. We have a new system here, and the screensaver pops on every few minutes. Well, how do you fix that? You know, you can't see what your clock is going to do. I think we're going to come up to a break, but then we're going to get back into this whole thing about California, because it's really important to understand that in the 1930s, as a result of the Great Depression, there was a lot of exposure about the government of California, how corrupt it totally, truly was. You know, because there was a breakdown in society going on, and everybody, you know, because of the Depression, right? Which lasted a long time. And then when we got the Okies coming in from the Dust Bowl, John Steinbeck, all that. Listen, I travel to these counties all the time. It's absolutely incredible history. I'm so, so blessed to be able to do this. New California State going to shape the nation again. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Boy, this Wallace thing, it was a great call. Anyway, 215-867-8255 is the phone and the call-in number if you want to call in. Anything, we're talking about all kinds of stuff today. We'll be, really want to get into in the third hour this whole business of what happened yesterday, or Saturday, excuse me, it seems like yesterday. It seems like it'll never go away. But and all the things that are happening, this is just incredible American history happening right before your very eyes, and especially that Wallace interview yesterday, which is very telling for California. So, doink, we're going to get the reaction. I'd like to get some reaction from some of the new Californians, actually, if they want to call in, 215-867-8255. They can call it and we can check out the scene. But I wanted to get this California history business, which I thought was just some stunning information coming out of California history. And we have been whining and lamenting the fact that in New California, there is no California real history that's being told out there. And it's really, really a shame that California's history is just incredibly rich and sublime. And I pulled up this thing. It's from a CSU library. And this is the way they do these things. They don't really tell you what's going on. This is an unauthored article that's absolutely incredibly spot on. And no, who's the author? Some PhD student, I would suspect, but I'd love to find out. We will find out, actually. All right, we have Greg with us. And Greg, you're with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome. Where are you from, Greg? Craig? Are you there, Craig? Hello? We're here waiting for you. We're here for you, Craig.
No, this is Jenny from Minnesota.
Minnesota? How are you doing, Jenny? It doesn't say Jenny on the screen, though.
I know, it's my husband's account.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, what can I do for you? What's your topic today?
You know, your previous caller talked about you guys were explaining the trafficking and stuff.
Right.
What people probably don't understand is Minneapolis is one of the worst hubs for that.
Yep, absolutely.
And they send them up right past where I live on highway, this Highway 10 up into Fargo and Moorhead. They use this highway all the time for that kind of stuff and the drugs and everything. It's terrible.
Well, you have who's your senator out there? What's her name? What's her name?
Klobuchar.
Yeah, she wraps herself in that stuff. You know that. Everybody knows that up there.
Yeah, she likes the Ukraine too. We know that. We can't wait till that all comes out.
She likes what?
the Ukraine.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Shocking. She likes Ukraine. Yeah. And it's, so did John McCain, oddly enough. Now, I want to get, draw some parallels. Don't you have an Indian reservation up there?
They do.
On
up
the border?
North of us, yes.
And it's open. Yeah. It's an open border, isn't it, between Canada and the United States there?
I believe that's possible.
Isn't it? It's Red Lake Indian Reservation or something like that?
Yep.
Shocking.
That's up by Bemidji.
You know, it's interesting. Yep. When I was growing up as a kid, my mom had to go work. And that left me, the five-year-old, running around doing nothing. But Mrs. Smith, Mr. and Mrs. Smith took me in. And, you know, I lived with them basically for 1 year before going to school. But then after school, for several years, like 5 years, I would always go home to and fro. I would leave for school, walk to school, and I'd come home, and I'd live with the Smiths. And they were from Bemidji. Bemidji. And I used to tease them all the time.
Really?
As a kid growing up, that was a funny name. Bemidji, right? Anyway, so they loved Bemidji. They always talked about Bemidji. And they would go back periodically and come back and give me gifts and stuff. Anyway, but you got a problem up there because there's a lot of trafficking that goes through that area. And there's a lot of let's name some other things that come out of your area that get trafficked in from Canada, as Trudeau, of course, is your wonderful friend, right? How come I know so much about Bemidji, right, and all this? But this Amy Klobuchar, she gets around. She absolutely does. And she's been in the Ukraine. She's got all kinds of things going on there with weapons. And see, we all know this now, don't we? Because it's all out on WikiLeaks, this just to mention a few places. But that Red Lake Indian Reservation.
I have a picture of her. Uh-huh. I have a picture of her, and on January 1st of 2017, her and John McCain and Lindsey Graham over there had done a deal.
They've got the Ukrainian flag, and they're sitting there with those armed Ukrainians, right?
Yep.
Shocking. Yeah,
we all know where they got the money from to seed that, don't we?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the money laundering end of it, too, which the Bidens enjoyed. Mm-hmm. See, that connect the dot there, the money laundering end. And, you know, that would go through certain countries, the real estate loans that don't have to be paid back, laundering. But your Indian reservation up there is quite the Indian reservation. You've got importing. They love to import American dollars, $20 bills, right? In particular, counterfeit. Let's be straight about this. What am I hearing? Am I hearing birds in the background?
I am out in the middle of the woods.
Oh, my God. Rural America right here. Right here.
So
you got that problem. You've got $20 bills. Of course, that's what happened with the Floyd thing. The Floyd thing started out with a counterfeit $20 bill. And where'd that counterfeit $20 bill come from? Well, it was being money laundered from China. And it traveled through the Indian reservation.
Yep.
And it makes itself available right there, that little business. That was, of course, a shell game.
And all the crisis actors that were in on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm shocked you knew about the crisis. Of course, everybody did.
But we're all so stupid. You know, we're stupid. We don't know anything. You know, we don't know anything.
Right. So everybody up there kind of knows the game, what's going on there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, we have a governor that's just ripping this state apart. He's terrible.
Well, all this is going to come out because all of them are going to not have any money like California. Anyway, thank you very much. I almost called you Craig. What was your name again?
Jenny,
thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Thanks. We'll be back.
Good talking to you.
Yep. Bemidji. Boy, I bet you just learned a lot, didn't you? From Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations
and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Duh.
One zero.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got the opportunity to get one more call in right now. Just a minute. Gene, are you with us?
I am.
And what? Where are you from, Gene?
Well, I live between Wisconsin and Florida.
Ah, okay.
Each.
Quite a range, but that's okay.
But I grew up in Minnesota.
Minnesota. Whereabouts? Bemidji?
No, the rural Stearns County.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, what we got just about 60 seconds, not even that much. What do you got
for us?
Well,
I just enjoyed your comment on Rush Limbaugh because, I mean, he's getting his news from Drudge anymore.
Yeah.
And so I'm so happy that I found Red State Talk Radio and Scott Adams and you and Tori, and I just have it on all of the time and share it with everyone I know. And I think I'm going to call into Rush one day, though, and tell him about newcaliforniastate.com.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. That'd be great. He needs to know a little bit more. But yeah, we've in the next hour, I'm going to be making some comments about your point is well taken. He's looking at Drudge, and that's not a good thing because Drudge has gone left on everybody. They've been doing the leftist thing for a long time. Listen, Gene, we got to run for time. I want to thank you very much for calling in because we're out of time
right now.
Thanks
so much. You're hilarious.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Okay, that was Gene from, well, between Minnesota and Florida. She won't say where. I appreciate that. Anyway. We have a couple callers. You can call back in the next hour. We'll be taking your calls. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last messages of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.